I know that there are different perspectives at play here. You know, certainly when we go into the pandemic, when we entered the pandemic, we were not well poised to offer virtual schooling. But because of the great work of our team members, today, we are quite effective at offering virtual schooling, and we're getting better every day. We still have a lot of things we need to improve. But one of the blessings that's happened to us in the last month or so is that the State Department of Education for Iowa has approved the Sioux City School District as a district who may continue virtual schooling outside of the pandemic. And there aren't many districts in this state that are allowed to do such a thing. And so outside of the pandemic, after the pandemic, and I believe permanently into the future, we will have virtual schooling as one of the school choice options for families in our district, families around the region, and frankly, families in the state of Iowa. And I'm thankful for that. I don't personally think that every child should learn in a virtual setting. I don't personally think that a virtual setting is better for most kids than a in-person on-site instruction. But there are some out there who are, for whatever reasons, it could be a health reason, it could be a family change reason, that virtual schooling really works well for them. I myself have two children. I guess they're not children anymore. The youngest one's 24 years old. But of my two kids, one of them would have been very well suited to virtual learning. The other one, not so much. And so we have to understand that virtual schooling is an option, but it's an option for those who can survive it well. And so we know that, you know, the federal funding has been a real blessing to help us get through the challenges of the pandemic. And we've received allotments for the first two phases of that federal funding. We call it ESSERS. It's Elementary Secondary School Educational Relief Act. And of course, because it's governmental, we got an acronym then. You know, and so it's ESSERS 1 and ESSERS 2. The ESSERS 1 money was a smaller amount. It's a big number, but it's just under $3 million, which we really used, and it's all gone now. But we really used it to get personal protective equipment, to set up our schools for in-person learning, to buy technology for virtual learning, those sorts of things. What we're talking about today is the ESSERS 2 allocation. It's a much greater number at about $17 million. And what we're using, and we have, by the way, until September of 2023 to spend that ESSERS 2 money. And we have to recognize it's one-time money. It's not going to continue. And so ESSERS 2 must be spent, in my opinion, on one-time items so that we don't get a whole bunch of positions with it that we won't be able to continue once that money goes away. And so we're looking at ways in which we can use it for one-time expenses like training staff, getting equipment, designing facilities that will better serve our students into the future. And I personally believe that the future for us will not be normal, not what we used to know. It will be a new normal that includes virtual schooling as a component, not the entirety of the district, but a component of the district's formula for success. And I know there are people out there that disagree with that, and I respect that. That's just part of the work that I do every day. You know, there's people who have disagreements over different things. But I do believe virtual schooling is important for us to establish well. You know, like right now, all of our virtual school students are still assigned to a local school building, you know, whether that be our Lus Hills Elementary or our Hunt Elementary or North High School or West Middle School. In the future, as we go out of the pandemic, we're going to have we don't have a name for it yet because that's a community process right now, but something similar to the Sioux City Virtual Academy, that those students won't necessarily be assigned to a home building anymore. They'll be assigned to this virtual academy. And we've got to do a lot of work to make certain that our staff members who are teaching in this academy can collaborate, work together, learn together, and deliver instruction in the best way known today. One of the things that we've learned is that virtual teaching is very different than in-person teaching. It's not better, it's not worse, it's just a lot of different strategies. We need those teachers together so they can deliver that with the highest quality possible.